Hi, everybody. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Lauren.
And this is Sister Sister Wives.
And today we are covering the finale.
Yes.
Finally, the finale.
Surprise finale?
I don't know. Season 17, episode 14. We are at the end of the season, about to get into some tell-alls, one-on-ones with Suki.
Are you mad that it's one-on-one?
I am. I didn't want to talk about it, so thanks for bringing that up.
You're going to write a strongly worded letter to somebody.
I am. I'm going to write to Suki.
Whose name is not Suki.
No. Sukanya Krishnan.
Yes. I wonder if he calls her Suki.
I guarantee he does.
I can't wait to find out.
I bet he does. He got a fresh haircut for the interviews.
Oh my God, I noticed that too. It actually kind of looks better cut.
It makes him look younger when it's cut. It has like shape to it.
Did you see the picture floating around where people like photoshopped him to see what he would look like bald?
No.
Yeah, it's not that bad. He kind of looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin a little bit.
I'm not surprised.
But it's not that bad. Like he should just buzz it.
Maybe he beats his wife's too.
Who?
Cody. Like Stone Cold.
Oh. Stone Cold beat his wife? I missed all this.
Oh, God. Yeah. That was happening like right after we stopped watching.
Oh, boy. Why is it like a whole thing?
How do you not remember that?
I don't remember.
You're an embarrassment to the WWE franchise. Okay.
Listen, that is fine with me if I am an embarrassment to something I don't even watch anymore.
You're an embarrassment to the 2004.
Yeah.
2004, I think it was.
2004, 2005. Right. WWE franchise. Yep. Yes, correct.
Man.
What a shame.
Well, do we have anything we need to speak of?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll just dive right in then.
Do it.
We are starting off with Mary's house, which I don't think we've seen all season.
Right.
This is like a, you know, final episode. Mary's in every minute of it.
They're pulling out all the stops.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
They realized they hadn't met their contractual obligations, so they had to stick her in at the end.
Yes, yes. That's why there's this extra episode, because they had to shove her into it.
Oh my God. They had to get in those minutes.
Because really, not a whole lot new happens. It's a lot of arguing about old things.
Yes, exactly.
Before we do start, I would like to point out or say thank you to some people who sent messages about my medications.
Oh, yeah.
I looked at it and it was a steroid.
Yeah.
It was not an antibiotic. It was a steroid that I received from El Doctor. Actually, he's not even a doctor. He's a PA. So I'm downgrading him.
Jesus.
You know, you go to like urgent care and it's always PAs there, and which is fine. There's nothing wrong with being a PA. But I always just refer to them as the doctor. You know?
Yeah, I do too. I don't give a fuck.
No, I don't give a fuck either. But this guy giving me the wrong medication. Not today, son. Not today.
So what did you do?
So I did a virtual visit actually while I was at work on my birthday.
And, oh my God, happy birthday.
So I did a virtual visit and they gave me an antibiotic. They gave me antibiotic eye drops because I had some kind of pink eye situation going on. I don't think it was pink eye, but it looked terrible.
That just made me think of, what's that movie where he farts on his pillowcase?
Knocked Up.
That just made me think of Knocked Up.
Yeah.
Somebody farted on your pillowcase.
Somebody asked me who was farting on my pillowcases at work. Like when I was at work, they asked me that because my eye looked fucking terrible. Okay.
Oh my God.
It was like so red, and then it kept getting like swollen shut. So and of course it's my lazy eye already. Okay.
Oh God, with the lazy eye.
So then
eye.
It just looked worse and worse and worse as the day went on. It was basically shut by the end of the day. So I got eye drops, I got antibiotic, and I got cough medicine. They're like little pills I take for my cough, which do help, but like when they're wearing off, my cough comes back. So it sucks. Anyways, but yeah, so thanks for letting me know that I was on a steroid because I wasn't paying attention and I was definitely on a steroid.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's been a roller coaster of a week. It's been a roller coaster of a month. I've been like sick and not sick and then sick and then not sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Tired of it.
Hashtag over it.
Hopefully I'm truly on the mend at this point. And next week I'm over all of it.
Just in time for Christmas.
Seriously. Yeah. Are you done shopping?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I have a few little things to get, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know those things. And
those secret things.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll be done. And then I have to wrap.
Oh, I haven't wrapped, but
I haven't wrapped either.
You know, I like to shop early and I didn't finish until like 2 weeks ago, which is unusual for me. Usually I'm done in like October, but yeah, I'm done.
I did one shopping trip, got everything all in one shot.
I did that 1 year and it stressed me out beyond, because I have an app where I keep track of what I bought for everybody, what the budget is. I go back to places and try to find shit for cheaper so that I can buy them more stuff, the whole nine. So it's real obnoxious. And when I then tried to do it all in one shopping trip, it was super stressful for me.
Right.
So you, on the other hand, like a normal person, can just go and shop. Yeah.
Right. I did it online, all in one shot. And then I've just been picking up little things here and there.
Yeah.
And did I tell you? Okay. So, you know, I messed up my red card status.
What does that mean?
For Target. I had a red card, debit card.
Yeah.
And so what happened was I ordered stuff for Christmas 1 year and I had switched the bank accounts right before I did. And apparently the switch didn't like take effect or something. And then like it didn't get like I still was able to buy all the things, but it didn't like process correctly.
Oh my God. So then it was just like you owed that money.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because I am who I am, I didn't pay it. So I no longer have my red card, debit card.
Because I am who I am.
I just have that mighty fine hit on my credit, you know?
Oh my God.
So anyways, I don't have like a red card. So I just discovered that they have reloadable red cards that you put your own money on.
What? Right? I didn't know they did that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's new or what, but so I did that.
Hold the fucking phone. Is that for real?
Yeah.
Because I am who I am. We got our red cards. Ours were getting ready to expire and they sent us new ones. They expired at the end of November. They sent us the new ones probably 4 months ago. And I not only did not activate them, but lost them somewhere in the house. And then presumably someone threw them in the garbage with the other mail, because I am who I am. Mm-hmm. So I had to order other ones. So we've been without red cards since the end of November. Yep. I wish I had known that you could like reload them, because then I could still get my 5%.
Right. Right. So I can't get 5% right now because I didn't have this card. Okay. So with the reloadable cards, it was great. I signed up for it. It was coming in the mail. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to put money on it. So I'm just going to like transfer from my bank. No.
Yes.
You can do a direct deposit from your paycheck. Okay.
Get out of here.
Or you can take cash into the store and deposit money that way.
Who has cash?
I don't know. So those are the order.
So you got to go through the line, buy a pack of gum, get cash back, then go through the line again and add the money to the card.
Basically, yes. Or you can transfer it from someone else's reloadable card. So get like if you had a reloadable card and I had a reloadable card and you were like, hey, I'm going to send you $50 for your birthday because you're feeling nice. You could just send it to my reloadable card from your reloadable card.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there, I mean, it's 2022. There should be a way for you to just log in and transfer money from your bank account to the damn reloadable card.
You
know,
like you do with like PayPal and shit.
Right.
You just transfer that money right on there. I don't know. So it's not an option, which is whatever. But anyways, when I got my card in the mail, it came with a coupon for $40 off of $40 or more.
Hey, okay.
So I was able to get two things for my kids that are decent sized things. So they were like $30 each. And then it was like 15 off of $50 or something like that for whatever category it fell into, toys or some shit.
Yeah.
So I ended up using that and then using the coupon, and then I only spent $10.
Fucking steal.
I know. I would say what they are, but both of my kids can hear me right now.
Right, exactly. Don't say what they are.
Oh, look, I can tell you. You can say it out loud.
Okay. You type it into the chat and then I'll say it out loud for everyone who doesn't give a fuck. Razor scooters.
Yeah, like old school.
Oh, old school ones. Oh, I dig that.
Yes.
That's cool.
When I was looking at, because there's like different versions of them, when I was looking at it, the one website said something about the original from 2000. I was like, ooh. Man.
Oh my God, 2000. That means that I got that when I was 17 and thought I was badass on a Razor scooter at 17. Yep. Absurd.
I was embarrassed at my age when I got it. And then I thought about how old you were.
There's a picture of the three of us standing on these Razor scooters the year that we got them for Christmas. And I would literally be 16 or 17.
Yeah. Yep.
That's too much. It's too much.
So I'm stoked about it though, because also, I feel like they were not $30 when we got them. Like surely when they first came out, I wonder how much they were.
A lot. Yeah. It was like our big Christmas present that year.
Yeah, I know. People like fought over them in stores.
Yeah.
Yes. Wasn't it Misty who was talking about they went to go get them and they put them in the cart and then somebody sat on top of them and pushed that person around the cart because people were stealing them out of carts.
But was she buying that for her 17-year-old self? Because like, what was happening? She had a car. Why did she need a racer scooter?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I thought it was her. Maybe it wasn't her.
I don't know. It might've been.
It sounds like a Missy
story. I feel like that's a Missy story for sure. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's do this. Go get you a reloadable red card. You can get your 5%. You just got to hit the bank before you get there.
Our cards better be in the mail right now. It should not surprise anyone in the slightest that I lost the cards and didn't reload them.
Right.
It surely activate did not surprise them. My husband.
Yeah.
I'd activate them. I mean, it didn't surprise my husband. He was not shocked at all to know that I had lost them.
Right. Right.
Because I am who I am.
Oh my God. Yep.
All right.
All right. So we're at Mary's house now with Janelle, Rob, and Cody and Mary. They're all on the back porch and Janelle's there to show them her plans. Cause you know how Cody was like, oh, maybe we should talk to the other wives about this. And Janelle was like, okay. Nobody cares.
You're goddamn right. And then yes.
And then they literally nobody cares. In a
minute. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
They also said this is the first time they've gotten together since Christine left, which was months ago.
But Christine was the problem.
Of course.
Christine was ruining the whole family.
Which is said numerous times this episode.
Oh boy.
So Cody comes in being real dramatic about COVID. Okay. He's talking about how people who've only had it for 3 days or only lost their sense of smell don't understand what he's been through. And then he's like doing the whole motion. I want to grab him by the neck and say, you don't know what I've been through.
Do you know how when you dislike someone so much that just their regular conversation irritates you, let alone when they make like a stupid face?
Uh-huh.
When he made that face, it irritated me to my very core.
Oh yeah. It was
like, I can't stand his face.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
He acts like he's the only person that's ever had COVID.
For real. And also his wife was in the hospital with it. Like, you didn't even have it as bad as her. And you're like, nobody understands what I've been through. You mean your wife that was in the hospital doesn't understand what you've been through?
Right. Also, neither one of them had it as bad as some people who got admitted to the hospital and who went on ventilators and then died.
Yes. But you're right, Cody.
Nobody had it the worst.
Also, controversial hot take, but I'm saying this because Janelle basically brings this up. Perhaps you wouldn't have felt so shitty if you'd been vaccinated, Cody.
Oh my God, she does. We're gonna talk about it.
I know. Oh God, I love that. I'll give her a second of it.
Man. So Janelle, they're all sitting around the table and Janelle asks if they want to see her house plans. And Robin's like, sure.
Ah, I know.
Okay. Well, don't be excited.
It's like Cody forced me to do this. So don't act like I'm wasting your time. Tell your beloved that you don't give a shit and I don't need to show this to you.
Exactly. Cody like almost cuts him off and like jumps in and he's like, has everybody seen the lot plans? Like, yeah, we've all seen them. It's been the same for like 2 years. We've all seen them.
Did everybody see this when we all purchased it together? Remember that?
Like 3 years ago at this point.
Right.
Mary asks if they're still doing 5 lots since there's only 4 of them. And he says he still wants to do 5 lots because they can and they should. And because they can put a rental on the 5th lot. Because, you know, assets.
Right.
Janelle says she's not expecting anyone to prioritize the money in paying off Coyote Pass. And every time she asks Cody, he's like, I'm so sick of you asking. You just need to stop asking. And then she's like, okay. And then I just keep asking because it's worth it.
Oh, I know. Man. Also, I could just picture him like saying it to her so nasty.
Yes. Leaning in close.
Oh, getting right in her face.
Mm-hmm.
Headbutt him. Well, she ain't got a headbutt him because she ain't with him no more.
Uh-huh. We'll get there too.
Can't wait.
Robin says it's weird that they're already talking about the land when they haven't even discussed Christine leaving. What is there to discuss?
What is there to discuss?
Also, the land's not new. Like, you should have been discussing it before.
It doesn't have anything to do with her leaving. Like, whether or not they talk about this has nothing to do with her leaving.
Everything has to do with her leaving, though.
I mean, if you're Cody.
Right. Robin thinks that there's a big lack of communication with the family, and she wants the next part of her life to be better with everyone.
That was so weird. Why did she say it like that?
It was. And then Cody was like, with me and you or with everyone else? As if he was like almost offended that she wanted a better life with him.
It was such a weird way to put it. Like, your life ended and is restarting because Christine left.
Right, right. Robin says that he just wants pure honesty. Like, the amount of times I probably rolled my eyes at this first conversation.
God. Yes.
Janelle says she doesn't know what there is to discuss because she doesn't want this to be like a Christine bashing session. And she doesn't need to process anything because she's already processed it.
All already processed it. Like, if you're just holding on to that to wait until there's a group conversation and then you don't see each other for months, right. Whose fault or problem is that?
Right.
Yours.
Also, is it necessary to process this as a family?
No.
Because I didn't think it was.
No, it's not.
Cody brings up the one house thing and how Christine never wanted the one house. Robin says that she wasn't speaking for the entire family, just herself. And she says that Cody had private conversations with Christine where he learned a lot about her truths.
What the fuck does that mean?
What does it mean?
Okay, I have two things to say. First of all, what does that mean? And second of all, did I stroke out or why did they start talking about the one house thing?
I don't know. I think
what does that have to do with anything else?
When they were talking about the land or whatever, and then Christine was brought up, and then it jumped into the whole one house thing.
But I mean, like, what was the point in even talking about that? Just to bring up something else to be pissed off at Christine about?
I think so. Janelle said Christine was the most vocal, but Robin and Mary were also like, I don't know. I don't know if we should have one house. And she was the only one who actually wanted the one house.
And guess what? We all saw that happen. There is video evidence that what she just said is the facts.
Yep. So Janelle asks if they still don't want one house. And Robin's like, the way that everybody's treated each other over the last year with COVID, no. Okay.
That is fucking rich coming from her.
Uh-huh.
And that was a total dig at Janelle and her boys.
Oh, it absolutely was. It absolutely was. She tried to play it off like everybody was at fault. No. Mm-hmm. The shots were fired there. She said she's been in shock by the way the last year and a half has gone. And Cody's like, Robin is absolutely right. Okay.
Okay. But she's in shock because what? Things weren't going just exactly the way that you wanted them to go all of a sudden, you know?
Right, right.
You weren't getting your own way.
Because a global pandemic happened and screwed up everyone's lives. Not right. Just yours. Oh my God.
Honestly, the way that they act like they're the only people who have any kind of problems is so ridiculous to me.
Yeah, it's crazy. Cody says he thinks they failed with Christine leaving. And Robin's like, we're still here. We don't need to fail more. Her whole thing with we're still here.
Also, who failed? Cody.
Cody failed.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not we.
Mm-hmm.
Cody, you failed.
Apparently it is a we, and Robin's all for the we too, because she's like, we need to fix it. We need to fix what the problems are.
Well, that's because she doesn't do anything that he doesn't approve of. So they are a we, really.
They are a we, yeah. The two of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cody says that he doesn't know how to fix what's going on and that they aren't trying to fix it either. The wives.
Who? It's not their responsibility.
Later on, I think it's in the next conversation when they talk about fixing things, he like says that he knows how to fix it, but like he doesn't want to fix it. It's the whole thing with like, I know what to do, but I'm not going to do it.
Because that would involve self-introspection, changing things in his own life, being uncomfortable, like all those things would have to happen in order for any of this shit to change.
Uh-huh.
He would have to take some responsibility.
That's the thing. I don't think he would want to ever take responsibility for anything. Robin says Christine leaving has put her in a very dark spot.
It's not about you.
Of course it is. Janelle says that Cody has told her stories that Robin has told him about the way that Christine treats her and tries to get Janelle on Robin's side, like against Christine. And she says she doesn't understand why it's such a shock that about Christine leaving.
What do you think Christine, like, do you think that Christine's actually doing mean things to Robin and then Robin's telling Cody? Or do you think that Robin is misunderstanding things or whatever?
She's either misunderstanding or she's making shit up.
You think?
I do. Yeah. I don't think Christine I don't think she was being mean.
I think everybody's capable of being an asshole on bad days, hard days or whatever. But that also includes Robin. And Robin tends to think that her shit don't stink.
Right. Also, if you're not if Robin's not putting in the effort with Christine and Christine's not, like, if she's not going to put in the effort with Robin, like, it's not going to be one-sided. But then Robin's taking it as Christine doesn't like her. She doesn't want to do things with her, whatever.
Well, and Robin doesn't seem to see, just like Cody doesn't seem to see, that she's the common denominator, because she also doesn't have a good relationship with Janelle.
Right.
And like, they don't have to be friends with Robin to all be married to Cody, but Cody needs to not push this whole, like, everybody kiss Robin's ass thing.
Right.
It's just toxic from start to finish.
It is. Robin says that she doesn't know what kinds of conversations Janelle and Cody are having, but she learned a long time ago that her venting to Cody about the other wives just hurts her relationship with him.
With him. It hurts your relationship with the other wives. I don't think your relationship with him is hurting.
Well, before she said that she would complain to him about the other wives and he would take their side.
Yeah.
So I think that's what she's referring to, how it like affects their relationship.
I also find it extremely hard to believe that she never says anything negative about the other wives in front of Cody.
I know. Who does she talk
to? Very hard to believe. Right. None of them have any other friends outside of each other.
Right. Now Mary's got Jen.
Oh, but that's because she's basically been excommunicated from the family.
Yes. Yes.
So she had to make other friends.
Right. Cody talks again about Janelle and Christine talking shit about each other.
It is wild. When did that happen? Whenever they were first married and everybody was trying to sort everything out?
Probably.
The way this man holds on to stuff from 12, 15, 30 years ago is absurd.
When he talks about the torches on the bridge, okay. That was 11 years ago. 11.
I laughed out loud so loud that it scared Sydney in the other room.
Uh-huh.
When he said that.
It is insane. Cody says, we didn't want to be what I was pushing us to be all that time. And now she's gone and we are lamenting it when we really didn't want that. Is he saying that all of the wives didn't actually want to have other wives? Like they didn't want this plural relationship?
Yeah, he's saying that like he wanted them all to get along with each other and they didn't want to do that. And now she's gone and now they're lamenting this life that they could have had when they didn't really want that to begin with. In other words, I was trying to do the right thing. Me over here, Cody, and nobody was listening to me, and now they wish that they had.
Right.
Yeah. Which is not what they're doing, by the way.
No, it's not. I don't think it is at all.
I think they all want him to be not an asshole.
Which will never happen.
You're right.
It will never happen. Robin says, I wanted to be in it, Cody. No, you don't get to say that to me. She like gets all like feisty.
Hey, at least she's getting feisty with him because she never does that any other time.
No, she doesn't. Mary says, I don't think it's fair for you to say how everyone feels because that's not what I wanted.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm kind of mad at Mary for something she says in a minute or at the other conversation. I don't know which. So like, she just needs to pipe down.
She does. This is the part where she's like, oh, I really want to say something, but I don't know if I should.
Ugh.
But I'm going to do it anyways.
She's one of those girls.
That was like 5 minutes of her contemplating.
I have this secret, but I shouldn't tell you.
Uh-huh.
Should I tell you? No, I shouldn't tell you. I can't tell you.
Right.
She's that.
Oh, absolutely.
Ugh.
She says, it's interesting hearing him talk about this and the parallels of what's happening with him and Christine and him and her. She says, it's frustrating because the things he's upset about with Christine, he did to her. He wants to work on it with Christine, but not her.
Move on, Mary. Move on. It's over. He does not want to have a marriage with you. You're watching him actively try to not fix, but be angry with another wife for the same things that he doesn't give a shit about when it comes to you. Move on.
Also, you can see it. You literally just said that you see it. Why are you still hanging on?
She's cognizant of it. Like you're admitting it. That's like the first step to getting the fuck out of there.
Right.
Get out. You know what? I don't feel sorry for her because you can't help people who won't help themselves. You know?
You're exactly right. Robin's like, if people are done trying, I need to know.
No, you why?
Don't. No, you don't.
Why?
Because you're no fucking nosy.
Yes, that's exactly why. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I want to know things, but I will just say I'm nosy and I want to know things.
Oh, yeah.
You
know? Oh, yeah.
She's still going to hang around with Cody, whether they're there or not. So what difference does it make to her?
Exactly. She wants to know how quickly it'll just be her and Cody.
That's exactly it.
That's what it is. She's like marking on a calendar.
Uh-huh. She's got one of those Christmas paper chains where she takes off a link every night.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Counting down.
That's right. It's the monogamous advent calendar.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. How would Mary fit into that? Because you know she's sticking around forever.
Oh God. I don't know. She just sits over in the corner and cries every night while Robin opens up her advent calendar.
Right. Oh my God. Oh, geez. Mary, in a very like roundabout way, says that she's still trying and she will be trying forever and ever. Amen.
It's so pathetic.
It
though.
Really, really is. Give it
it's
a rest.
It's so sad. Ugh.
And then on the couch, she's like, I said I was trying. And then Robin didn't say anything. Like she didn't acknowledge it. Okay.
But do you know what? Even before Robin like said anything, I was thinking to myself, how many times has she said this exact same thing? And when you have someone in your life who says the same thing, but never acts on anything, you just stop responding.
Acknowledging it. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you're tired of hearing the same shit and then never seeing any movement, you know?
Right. Right.
So she's probably said it 100 times. And then Robin's like, you know what? I'm not going to respond to that anymore.
Right. Well, Robin says, it's great that Mary wants to keep trying, but I'm not saying anything because I don't want to make Janelle or Cody feel like they have to conform. Of all the people in this room, Janelle and Cody are the least to conform to anything.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
And then Cody's like, I'm exhausted. Who cares? If you're not with me, you're against me. F off. And then he's like, ironically, Mary's trying to support me and I don't want to be in a relationship with her anymore.
Is that ironic or is that just fucking awful? Let her go.
It's fucking awful. And why can't you be like, hey, we're done.
Right.
Like, quit dragging her along for her fucking money.
That's exactly it. Oh, yes. That's exactly it. He's just dragging her along. And really, he's just wasting her time.
Yes, he is.
All day long, every day. He is wasting her entire life.
Yeah, he really is. He really is.
Also, if you're not with me, you're against me.
F off.
If... wasted. If that is not the most like self-centered, I don't know what.
Yeah,
I don't even know where to go with that. He's just, by the way, the wasted thing.
Uh-huh.
My friend sent me an article where, I don't know, People Magazine or someone talked to Christine about how she stayed so calm during the knife in the kidney wasted conversation. And one of the like main things that stuck out to me about what she said is that she was thinking about how her kids would see this.
Oh, someday. Yeah, that's true.
And they would see how she reacted. And so even though she wanted to like get up and react and even leave or whatever, she sat still and calm because she knew that they would watch it. And what she's not saying is they would see Cody acting like that and her acting like this, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's why Janelle stays so calm.
I bet so too.
Cause like and we'll talk about it when we get there, but in the next conversation, there's a point where you can tell that she is like infuriated.
Her voice starts to waver.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we've said numerous times, like if we were in that position, we would be so angry and we would be so reactionary to it. But I wonder if we wouldn't be, if we knew there was cameras on us and our kids were going to see it.
Right.
I don't know. I think I would still because I can't control my temper, but
right.
Maybe after 12 years of being on TV, I might be singing a different story.
Right.
Yeah.
So Robin, yes, Janelle, I got to hear it from you. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do the work. I feel like I have to choose between my children and this group because my children don't feel welcome. And Robin's like, oh, when do they not feel welcome?
The audacity of this bitch to say that.
Also, when have your kids not felt welcome?
Honestly.
I mean, and Janelle says, Cody basically told me they can't come to Christmas unless they do a big apology. And they were like, hell no.
Okay, hold on. The way that Robin's like, when have your kids not felt welcome?
Yeah.
She should not. I know they're in a plural marriage, so it's different, but she should not have a say about what goes on between Janelle, Cody, and their kids, period.
No.
Full stop. She shouldn't have an opinion. She shouldn't have a nothing.
Right.
Because what happens in Janelle's house between Janelle and Cody and the kids is up to them.
Right. She plays like she doesn't know what's going on with the whole, I don't know what Janelle and Cody talk about. But then with the whole conversation with Christine, when she was like, nope, you guys don't communicate.
Uh-huh.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, that's just another place where she stuck her face and it shouldn't have been.
Exactly.
Maybe the reason why they don't appreciate you is because you stick your face into their business.
Right.
All the time. Their marriages, their children, all of it. Imagine going up to someone and being like, well, what you just said about your own kid isn't correct.
Listen, it's the whole frontal lobe thing when they went to Vegas.
Oh, my God.
The kids making
the
decisions about the churches and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
You do not have teenagers, okay?
That's right. Yep. I forgot all about that.
Go home.
Mind your own. That's exactly right.
Oh, so then Cody's like, I'm not going to have Gabe and Garrison around like the alcoholic family acting like nothing happened.
What the fuck was that?
He says it again later.
Yes.
And he explains it more in detail later, but like, what the fuck?
I did a double take. Like, what did he just say?
Yeah. Like the alcoholic family.
Again, can you hear yourself? You're saying it out loud. What's that even mean anyway?
So when he explains it later,
yeah,
he says the alcoholic family who got into an argument the night before, but then acts like nothing happened the day of.
What does that have to do with being alcoholic though?
Right. And that's what I don't understand because like, if you and I got into a fight before Christmas, we're going to act like we didn't argue in front of our kids.
Yeah, shit. Yes.
Like Christmas is going to go off without a hitch. But the night before we were slapping each other.
If I got into a fight with one of my kids, I would still act like nothing was wrong on Christmas Day.
That has nothing to do with alcoholism.
No, nothing. It's just his way of like belittling other people and putting himself on a higher pedestal because God forbid he should be in the same rank as an alcoholic, according to him. you know.
Right. Also, I didn't think that their religion and stuff, I didn't think they drank alcohol.
Well, I think that's like regular Mormons.
Oh, because they don't drink.
Yeah, but they don't do a lot of things that other people do.
I was just wondering where he got that analogy from.
I think it's just him putting himself higher than an alcoholic by right. saying, I would never dare be an alcoholic who gets into a fight with my family and then pretends right. it didn't happen.
That's just like normal fucking people.
I know.
Also, not a single one of the wives like batted an eye at this alcoholic family statement.
Do you think that it's because he uses so many analogies that they just tune them out?
Maybe.
Because I would.
Or he has said it before.
Yeah.
Janelle says, you have to know that it's more than just Gabe and Garrison that have problems. And then Robin, shocked. Okay. You say there's more than just Gabe and Garrison?
I know Janelle addresses this, but the way that she feigns ignorance makes me so irritated.
You are not this dumb.
I know. Yes. Oh, God. Also, it's literally all the kids except for hers that have a problem with him.
It is. Yeah. Janelle says there's a general disgruntlement among my kids. Like,
and Christine's kids and probably Leon.
Right.
Yeah.
Cody says, I think this is an indicator that Janelle and her kids are talking about me behind my back because no one is coming to meet with it.
Okay. If you're not around, they can't come to you.
Right.
And they don't feel comfortable going to you.
Because it's all me and not
right.
How's your day?
Also, he doesn't call them.
Right.
Unless he has COVID and then calls them on their birthday and wants to know how their COVID was.
Exactly. So Robin's like, why don't we talk about this now? Cody's like, yeah, why don't I even know?
What does that mean?
Oh my God. And then Janelle says, you've hardly been around. You're not seeing all the input. You're like, they should just respect me. And there's a lot more pieces than that.
Yes.
Which there is.
It's so much more nuanced. Yeah. It's humans with feelings.
Right.
Doesn't matter if it's your kids or not. It's still going to be way more nuanced than just like cut and dry.
Right. And then Robin on the couch is like, I really don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to play catch up here.
No, you're not, you dumbass.
You know every goddamn thing is going on. Yeah, you know everything. That's exactly right. You know everything.
Yes.
This is where Janelle says, I have no idea why Robin is acting like she's never heard this before. I think she's pretending because Cody's a blabbermouth and can't keep anything a secret.
Janelle does not give a fuck this season. I love it.
And it's gotten like more and more open towards the end of the season. It's fucking great.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
She says, this whole confused thing is something that happens a lot. And I don't know if it's real or if it's just she's pretending, but Cody leaks like a sieve.
You can tell by the way that she said that this is one of the reasons why she does not like Robin.
Definitely. She says at the end of the day, she'd rather be with her kids. And then Cody's like, well, that was what Christine decided too. You're fucking right.
Put them in positions where they have to choose between you and their kids and they're going to pick their kids, period.
Robin's like, are you saying they can't be around, period? Or are you looking for a real resolution?
That's so shitty.
Cody like pauses and thinks about this. And then he goes, well, I think we need resolution. And Robin's like, right. As in like, good job. You picked the right answer.
But it's so shitty that she asked that because neither one of those is the correct response to this.
No, it's not.
So all she's doing is setting him up to answer it, quote unquote, correctly. But none of them are the right answer.
Right.
I hate them both.
Janelle's like, what the fuck? I don't even recognize this family. Something has really changed for me.
I feel like when you're in a situation, and I don't know, because like, I'm not necessarily with my husband, but like with other people, like with friends or something, you know, when things have changed and it's not working anymore.
Yeah.
You know, once you've hit that point, there's no coming back from that. And I think that she's just hit that point where she's like, what's the point? There's no coming back from this. You know,
she has realized it.
Yes. Janelle
has realized it. Yes. Right. I don't think the rest of the family has realized it yet.
No, but they're all stuck up each other's butts. So
yes. Yes. It's like the whole divorced couple thing, monogamous or not, the one person knows before the other person because they're seeing all the signs.
Yeah.
So Janelle says that she has two worlds pulling her. And Robin's like, I don't know, trying not to cry or something. She keeps like looking up.
Pretending to try not to cry.
There should only be one.
That's not the reality of it. She lives in this fantasy world where everything should be this way. And when it's not that way, that she just doubles down with the, it should be this way.
Yes.
Things are not like that.
You mean in a world where her adult kids live in her house still?
That's the one.
Uh-huh.
Which like, hey, I have an adult kid living in my house. house, but
no, but you know, Janelle doesn't have adult kids in her house.
Right.
Her adult kids are the ones who are pulling her in the other direction.
Right.
So it's different.
I'm not in a polygamous relationship and I'm not on the outs with my husband. And if my husband did something that put me in a place where I had to pick between him and my kids, I would pick my kids.
Oh,
that feels like the normal response to any of these things, regardless of what kind of relationship you're in.
Right.
Also, would Robin pick her kids?
Probably not. I bet she'd pick Cody.
You think?
Uh-huh. I would not be surprised if, say, like Dayton came along and said, I want to go live with my biological dad.
Uh-huh.
It would not surprise me if Robin was like, then you can no longer speak to us.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her kids are so submissive.
They'll never leave.
At least Aurora and Brianna are, that they'll just do whatever her and Cody want them to do anyway.
Right.
Which is really sad.
It is.
Let them have a fucking personality outside of the two of you.
It's really sad. And it's going to suck when they go off and get married, because they're going to be submissive to their husbands.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which is like fine to an extent.
Well, it's fine if that's your thing. Like this is all they've ever known, is this life that Robin and Cody have thrust upon them.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, it's fine to an extent, but I feel like it's just going to be like over the top to where their husband has every control over everything they do. And because they're just going to be so submissive like they are now.
Because they don't know anything any different. They don't know a life outside of that,
exactly.
Which is sad. And they have, I don't particularly care for either of them as human beings, but they certainly, because everyone does, have a lot more potential than just being a submissive wife who lets the husband make all the decisions and does whatever he wants to do and is treated like shit, you know?
Do you think that Cody will have a say in who they marry?
For sure.
Like the Duggars?
For sure. Because remember what a big deal it was whenever McKelty started dating Tony and stuff? Because some of them didn't like Tony.
Yes.
For sure he will make the decision about who they get to marry.
This is where Cody says that Robin is the only good communicator in this whole family. He says he's a shit communicator.
We know.
There's a term for Robin.
Oh my God.
There's a term they use for Robin. I want to know who they is.
Also, who used this term? I've never heard it before.
I haven't either. If he didn't explain it, I would have Googled it like I did many other words that they used. Kowtow.
Even when he explains it, it doesn't mean what he thinks it means.
Cap in hand. It does not mean what he thinks it means. Okay.
Cap in hand. Yeah.
So he says the phrase is circling the donkey. Okay.
Wouldn't that mean that the donkey is in the middle and you circle the donkey?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So it's where the donkey is roped to a grinder and it's grinding the mill, and the donkey just goes around and around and around because Robin gets to the bottom of the problem. That's why she's circling the donkey. But if I'm understanding correctly, the donkey just goes around and around and around.
Yeah.
There's no resolution.
Correct. What happens is you've got the two stones and you have the wheat or the apples or the whatever in between. And she goes around and around until the two stones come together and everything in between is smushed. So is he saying that Robin just goes and goes and goes and goes until the people in the middle fucking relent because they got smushed? That's not communicating.
Also, when you Google circling the donkey, it doesn't come up with anything.
That's because it's a made up, ridiculous analogy.
I even put in phrase at the end for research.
Just like running naked through the football field and throwing the torches under the bridge or whatever.
Right. He says it's an unfair term for her, but the fact is it's a compliment.
It's not a compliment. If my husband on national television compared me to a donkey stuck to a rope attached to a grindstone, I'd be like, please go fuck yourself.
Just going round and round.
Just going around and around, grinding the hell out of everybody that gets in my way.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So Robin then goes on a rant about how women suck. And Cody's just shooting them all down because of Christine.
What?
This rant made absolutely no sense.
Half of this episode didn't make any sense.
There was a lot of random ramblings from mostly Cody and Robin that just don't make sense.
So he's a woman hater because he was scorned, according to him, by Christine. Is that what she's saying?
Right. But so at the beginning, she says something about in a monogamous marriage, the men will get angry and they'll go out and they'll essentially cheat. And then she says something about that's what Cody's doing. And he's lining all these women up, including Mary and Janelle and herself, and just shooting them all down. So is she saying that he's angry and going out and cheating?
I don't. the analogies don't make any sense. And also, just say he's a woman hater because he got turned down by one.
Right.
Do you think this has to do with that like whole manosphere bullshit? Like he has fallen into the hole of the manosphere, whatever. And so now he thinks that all women are bad.
Yeah, I do. I think that it is. Cody said he's seen men leave plural marriages with 5 or 6 wives feeling like they've never been loved.
Okay.
I want to say this is the part where he was like, I'm not going to mansplain it to you.
Oh my God. Everything out of your mouth is a mansplain.
Please do, because you're not making any sense. He then says that plural marriage isn't all beer and Skittles.
Okay. Who is like, you know what I love? Beer and Skittles.
Beer and Skittles.
First of all, Skittles are gross and yes. Fight me.
Second of all, beer is gross. Fight me.
Oh no. I love beer. I don't love it. I like beer.
That's Nicole, everybody, saying that. The alky. See, she's the alcoholic family members that forgets
who
things.
Who fights with people and then forgets that they're mad the next day.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why she's not friends with anybody.
And Lauren is the Cody here. She's above that.
I am. I absolutely am. I don't drink. I'm no alcoholic. I actually don't drink, but that's besides the point.
And also, you don't think that everyone who drinks is an alcoholic. You were being
No, I definitely don't. I also don't think that's a trait of alcohol. Of alcoholism.
No.
So
God,
whatever.
Somebody's just listening for the first time, and they're like, "These fucking idiots think everybody who drinks is an alcoholic."
God. If you're at this point and you didn't hear our first rant about the alcoholism, back it up a little bit.
Right. That's true. That's true.
Oh, man.
And why are you listening in the middle of an episode?
Right. Oh, my God. He then says that it's not for men. Plural marriages. Not for men.
Who's it for?
I don't know. Not a clue.
It's not for women either.
Nope. We're back at like the outside. And Robin says, I'm just saying to each of you that I want to get this figured out. And then there's silence.
No. Because no one wants to talk to get things figured out with her. Right. This is the same shit for years and years and years.
Right. And Janelle's like, all right, well, I have to go get Savannah.
Oh, that made my day.
Mary very hesitantly says, I'd like to see your houseplant sometime.
Uh-huh.
So Janelle's like, well, I'll show you real quick. Savannah can wait. I told her it'd be a little late, you know. And you can tell, like, she's excited about these houseplants.
I know. And they don't give a fuck.
They don't. And then Cody goes, oh, boy, that's a lot of paper.
I know.
Bro, you've seen these before. You've seen them. You also heard her say, I got a copy for everybody.
Then he immediately turns on this like weird fake caring bullshit.
Yes. Oh, Mary, you come over here so you can see better.
Exactly. You don't give a shit. So why are you being like this? It was so weird.
It was weird. It's a show. It's putting on a show.
It's always a show. Yeah, for sure.
He then says, we were having a crucial conversation and now we're looking at plans all happy. And I think it was a mistake. We should have finished the crucial conversation.
Were they having a crucial conversation though?
No. He says, we're just going to ignore it. That's just what is going to happen. Yeah, it is.
Here's an idea.
Because you're not gonna bring it up again.
I was gonna say, so bring it up again.
Yeah. No, he would never.
Never.
So it shows Cody leaving Robin's house with handfuls of things, saying that he's going to Janelle's apartment. Janelle decided that the RV wasn't gonna be functional for winter, so she moved into this apartment. Mm-hmm. He's like, she moved into the apartment while I had COVID, I think. So I'm gonna go check out the apartment for the first time.
Oh my God. Because he had the worst COVID that ever COVIDed.
And he just lost all memory of what happened during COVID.
That's right. He didn't sleep for 3 days. Okay.
Right. Janelle says it's a really small apartment for them, but it's bigger than the RV. And right now they're just trying to figure out how they're going to make everything fit. So Cody comes in the house, doesn't give Janelle a hug or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says to Savannah, are you going to get up and give me a hug?
God.
No. And then we get Savannah on the couch.
Ooh, I know.
Savannah says, this is the first time that I've seen him since he had COVID. She says it doesn't make that much of a difference because he doesn't come over very often. And when he does, it's more of a visit instead of him living there.
Yep.
It shows him in the apartment and he's like immediately telling her where things should go.
Oh my God. And you know what? Here's the thing. Because he says something about, well, she says something about how it's small, but it feels kind of exciting as if they're in their first apartment and stuff. Like she is trying to have a positive outlook on the whole thing. She is taking it like, I'm going to look at the bright side of this entire thing. And then when he comes in, it must be such a fucking downer.
Yes.
On her entire outlook for him to come in there. She probably doesn't want him to come over because he is such a fucking downer every time.
Right. Probably.
I would not want him to come over if I was trying to be positive about the whole thing and he kept coming in like that.
It's the same thing with the RV. I wouldn't want him to come over there either.
Right.
Savannah says that's how it's always been. It's just getting less and less frequent, his visits.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So he says Janelle was in the RV and he was splitting his nights between the RV and Robin's house, but he wasn't spending any daytime there and he wasn't showering there because there wasn't enough water. That's not why. We both know that's not why.
What was the point in even coming over?
To complain about the dog sleeping in the bed?
I was just going to say so that you could be mad about the dogs. Uh-huh.
That's exactly why.
Yeah.
Savannah says now that they're in a bigger space, maybe he'll come over more often.
No.
And then they show him going around and just judging every little bit of the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
The bathroom's tiny. I can't read when the lamp is on a night table. It's too slow.
What?
I mean.
So get one of those lights that hooks to the headboard.
Yes. Or fucking mount some shit on the wall.
I know. And then fill the hole later whenever you move. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Get a fucking book light. God. It'll shine right on your page.
It's because it's attached to your page. The things that he complains about are so absurd.
Yeah.
Also, do you feel like Cody sits in bed every night and reads?
He probably reads some crazy Manosphere bullshit.
That's right.
Yes.
The Manosphere manual.
He also says that he's just an afterthought in all of this.
Yeah, because you made yourself that.
Janelle moved all of her stuff in and he's just an afterthought.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Right.
Janelle says she knew this apartment would not meet his preferred standards of living because it's a typical college town apartment and he likes fancy things because he's fancy.
Well, fucking bully.
Right.
Bully for you.
And then Janelle's like, are you hungry? You know, like, we're starving. Let's go out to eat. And he's like, oh, I'm finally not worried about getting COVID.
Why? So that you can get COVID again and then complain about it?
Right.
Again?
Do you really think that you're immune from COVID once you get it the first time?
Yeah, he probably does.
I mean, they've talked about it before.
He probably does.
So now it shows Christine grilling in Salt Lake. She's talking about how amazing it is and how much she gets to hang out with all of her family. She looks truly happy.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about how hard it is to go back to Flagstaff. And it's like this huge weight is on her when she goes back there.
Mm-hmm.
She then talks about the conversation they had about her moving. And she says the hardest part is when she realized that Robin was asking about her kids' relationships with Christine. Yeah. She realized that it was like kind of taken out of context. Like it wasn't communicated correctly. She like feels really bad about it and wants to like fix it kind of thing. Doesn't know how.
Yeah.
That was all we got of Christine, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fine because the whole rest of the season has basically been Christine.
Right. She does look very happy in Salt Lake. So
yeah, she does. She does.
So now the adults are at Robin's house and Cody is being extra dramatic about the COVID.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So Janelle starts off with, Thanksgiving's a week away and I'm going to North Carolina to have it with Maddie.
Uh-huh.
They ask her where she'll be for Christmas and she's like, I'll be here. And
yeah,
Cody's like, you'll be where?
Oh,
I'm fucking
God.
Here.
Yes.
You dumb shit.
Yes.
And then open, she says, ears. Her kids are renting an Airbnb because they aren't welcome at Cody's house.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
But like, that's of course what you do. You just make other plans. If someone pushes you out, you make other plans.
It's the week before Thanksgiving. And
which means it's a week before Christmas or a month before Christmas.
Right. So if there's not enough room in Janelle's house, they have to find somewhere and they have to do it now.
Also, what would the alternative be? Like, if they were getting along with Cody, would they have stayed at Robin's house?
I don't know. That'd be weird.
I know. I feel like they'd still have to get an Airbnb anyway.
Yeah, I feel like they would. There's too many of them.
Yeah. That's what happens when you have like 7 kids. I have 3 kids and there's too many of them. You
right,
know?
Right.
Yeah.
Cody says, no, I reverse to that. We just need to have a conversation. So we're not sitting here in our house like a bunch of alcoholics who had a fight the night before and forgot forgot that it even happened.
Okay. Also, you reversed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
This isn't Uno.
Right. Hey, kids, you have to apologize to me or you can't come for Christmas. But I'm going to secretly reverse that in my brain and then expect you to realize that I did that and then get mad at your mom when she doesn't read my mind.
Right. Don't worry. Mary heard him.
Oh, my God, Mary.
Uh-huh. Janelle says, your kids are as stubborn as you are. And Cody's like, I'm not being stubborn here at all. All I want to do is talk to them.
Also, they don't want to talk to you, I don't think. I don't think it's even about the apology. They shouldn't have to talk to you about this. You should be talking to them.
Yes. If you want to talk to them, fucking call them. Don't just Janelle that they need to apologize. Call
Stop
them. You're
putting
fucking
her
self.
In the middle. Stop putting her in the middle.
So Robin asks, she's like, so they're getting an Airbnb. And Janelle says, yeah, because everybody's coming this year. And Cody's like, everybody? And Janelle's like, yeah, well, not Maddie and Kayla, but everybody else. And Cody says, this is absolutely news to me that everyone's coming. This is just like Janelle to keep me in the dark about the plans.
Okay, but it's not her keeping you in the dark if you never ask.
It is not her job to keep you in the know.
That's
when
right.
You don't give a fuck.
That's right.
Janelle and Cody go back and forth about the whole like apology issue with the boys. It's like this entire conversation is about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cody says he thinks sometimes Janelle has pit him against the boys and never supported him with the boys.
That's not true. We can all see that that's not true.
Right. So then Janelle goes.
We've even seen scenes where she is physically in the middle of the two of them.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Out in the yard.
Right.
You know, trying to keep the civilization, the conversation civil.
Yep. Civilization. Yep. Got it.
Civilization. But sure. Yeah. She's always been pitting them against you.
Right.
You got it. Nailed it.
Janelle goes on to say that after Christmas, Christine and Trudy and Isabel are going to come and stay at the Airbnb.
That was the wrong thing to say.
And Cody's like, this is exactly what I was afraid of with Christine leaving. What?
What?
What were you afraid of? Her bringing her kids back to visit you?
Yes. God. Janelle should never have said that. She should have let Christine handle that. I mean, I'm not mad at Janelle, but I'm saying she just walked right into that.
Yeah, she did. She says it just made sense because they already had the Airbnb, so they extended it for her to use. And Janelle's like, they're using it so that Isabel and Trulie can come see you.
Right.
Like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the silent end of that sentence.
Right. And Cody's like, am I the only one who sees this as some kind of betrayal?
Yes.
Yes, you are. No, nobody says a fucking thing. And then Janelle's like, a betrayal? And Cody's like, Christine just left. So you don't want her to come back with your kids?
It's so wild.
I don't understand.
It makes no sense.
No. And Janelle says, don't you want her to bring the kids here so that you can see them like for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, yeah, but you're talking about meeting at some kind of neutral zone. This is my house. And he points to like Robin's house there.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But you're divorced from her. So there has to be a neutral zone now. There has to be.
Not only that, Janelle just said Christine is staying at the Airbnb. She never said you're invited to the Airbnb.
Yes, you're so right.
Right.
You're so right. Yeah.
Christine's just so staying there.
Yep.
Take a fucking chill pill. And then Janelle says, last I knew, the boys couldn't come until they showed respect and apologized. So they said they'd come stay with me, but I don't have room. So they got an Airbnb, which makes total sense.
It makes total sense to me too.
Right.
And you can't make adult children talk to you if they don't want to talk to you.
All right. Cody says to Mary and Robin, you guys are going to have to weigh in on this. I'm not going to shoulder this whole damn thing.
It's yours to shoulder.
They don't want
to
be involved.
This doesn't have anything to do with them. It doesn't have anything to do with them.
Nope.
This kind of pitting them against each other is what caused one of your wives to leave to begin with.
Yeah.
Part of what caused it. But sure, keep pitting them against each other. That worked really well for you the first time.
As Janelle says, so now he's looking for reinforcement from Mary and Robin. Let's build a united front against Janelle and her decisions.
Uh-huh. She has them pegged, man.
She really does. Cody says he's bothered by the Christmas situation, so he wants them to weigh in because he wants to know if it's bothering them as well. Robin says, what do you want us to comment on?
When even Robin won't back you up, yeah, that's when you know.
Right?
Yeah.
Janelle asks what the kids are supposed to do. And Cody says, every time they start talking about family stuff, he gets broadsided by something.
Okay. Not if it's okay. You know what? He's only being broadsided by these things because he has separated himself from the rest of the family that isn't Robin's.
Right. Correct.
So he gets broadsided because he's not there to hear the information the first time.
Right. Mary finally chimes in, cuts them off because they're like going back and forth.
Ugh.
And she says that she thought he made it clear that it wasn't about an apology. And she kind of like talks in a circle about it, which doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, she's agreeing with Cody to be on his side, try to get on his good side.
And I feel like he's being really bitchy about it.
She is being really bitchy about it.
Because I would have been pissed if I was Janelle.
I don't think it was ever made clear.
No.
No.
What was made clear was that he expected an apology.
Right. Because that was what he said.
He said that Garrison should call him and make amends.
Mm-hmm.
Those were his exact words. You know, I bet when they were filming this shit, they didn't expect people to be writing down their every word.
I know.
And talking about it on a fucking podcast. So...
Oh, shit. Yep. Janelle says that after Cody got COVID, he told her that the boys needed to apologize to Robin before they could come to Christmas. And she says she's not going to have her kids have a separate Christmas while she's at Robin's house with her and Cody and Mary. She said she'd rather be with her boys. Same. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Totally get it.
Mary on the couch now that Cody's not there says that if she was in Janelle's situation when all of her kids were in town for Christmas, she would want to be with them too.
Man, she is fucking wishy-washy.
Yep, sure is. Janelle and Cody go back and forth again about what was said, what wasn't said, blah, blah, blah. Finally, Cody says, do not communicate to my children for me because you and I can't communicate with each other.
But he's not communicating with them is the problem.
You have to communicate with your own children if you don't want their mother to be involved.
Right. And also, I'd be willing to bet that when you first were together, she didn't expect that it was going to be like this. And she's just trying the best she can.
Right.
Because when you first get married, you think you're going to be a united front when it comes to things with the kids. And then all of a sudden, he's split off by himself and won't communicate with the kids himself. So she's just doing what she thinks is the best thing to do.
How is she supposed to make plans with her kids for Christmas if she can't communicate what their father is saying?
And you know what? She did exactly what she should have done, which was make the plans for herself and for them. And then if Cody decides not to be involved in that, that is on Cody.
She did talk to him about Thanksgiving with Maddie.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
And she talked about Christmas that time too.
Yeah, she did. Janelle says, there's going to be no conversation. Cody still wants to hear the same thing from them. At the end of the day, he still wants them to show respect and apologize, especially to the person in the family who's done all these amazing emotional things for us and has just been hurt, aka Robin. Her words, not mine. Love it so much.
Dude, she does not care.
She does not.
She's here to rip the whole thing apart.
Robin reiterates that they are doing Christmas over there. And Janelle says she's hoping by some miracle of God that they'll have some kind of, you know, thing figured out that they can all do Christmas together.
I'm sure that's what she wants. But I also can see that this would be so exhausting that it would probably be easier if Cody just stayed over at Robin's.
Yes.
So she's probably like, I don't really give a fuck what he decides to do because it would be easier if he wasn't there.
And then Janelle says that if it were Logan and Hunter, she would just make them hold hands all day until they worked it out. Uh-huh. Sounds like she's done that before.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Cody says, you're not even acting like you're culpable in this situation. Janelle's like, culpable for what? Fucking psycho.
That's exactly what I said. Culpable for what?
I don't think he expected her to ask for what, because he like hesitated. He was like culpable for, and then he like paused and he's like, not having any respect for me about the COVID rules.
Oh God.
Why are we still on this?
If you have to choose between doubling down and tripling down and quadrupling down on COVID rules and having a relationship with your child, wouldn't you let the fucking COVID rule situation die and fix the thing with your kids instead?
Yes. Yes.
The ship has sailed.
Long time ago. Long time ago.
Yeah.
Janelle says, you were asking me to choose between my children and you. And then Cody says she didn't reinforce the rules. She actually belittled them. And he was just keeping himself from being a hypocrite.
Okay. But do you know how many people, monogamous or otherwise, were in relationships with somebody where they and their spouse or they and their significant other had differing opinions about COVID? And sure, it destroyed some marriages. But every person who had a differing opinion about COVID didn't let it destroy their marriage, their relationship with their kids,
right,
et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And also, again, the ship has sailed. Everyone's had, like this has already happened. There's nothing you can do to change the rules now to make things easier. So like, fix the things that are wrong now instead of just digging the hole deeper.
Right. Let go of the past and fix the shit now.
Right. He doesn't want to, but then he would have to admit he's wrong. He doesn't want to admit he's wrong.
Right. Janelle says, you did not even give me those rules until 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. Talking about the previous year. Mm-hmm. And then they go back and forth and arguing about when the rules were given.
And Robin pipes up too, right?
She starts to, but then she gets cut off. So I don't know what she was actually trying to say.
Okay.
Cody tells her that it's a blatant lie. And Janelle's like, okay. And then she starts to get her purse to leave.
That's right.
And Robin's like, wait, stop. Like, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
And Cody gets up, and this is where he gets like really angry. And he says he's mad as hell because everybody blamed this shit on him. And when he finally got sick with COVID, that was like a near-death experience.
Oh my God. It wasn't a near-death experience. For him, I mean.
No.
For plenty of people, it was.
Sure.
For him, it was not.
No. He just wanted the attention.
Oh, for sure. The way that he gets angry so quick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of scary.
I think he has anger issues.
You think?
Yeah.
When he does that thing where he like kind of like punches his own leg.
Yes.
I was like, whoa, bro.
Take it down a notch.
I mean, it was like a little disturbing.
So he goes on a rant about how he was just trying to protect his family. And what if one of his little ones was where him and Robin were only 3 weeks ago? And Janelle's like, it's the same old, same old. And he gets so angry, so fucking angry.
He's
angry about how he didn't know that it wouldn't affect them and that he was just trying to protect them. And he got criticism from Janelle and the boys. And it was the worst kind of criticism. Zero respect.
That's what it all boils down to.
Is that the worst kind of criticism?
But that's the reason why he's pissed off at Christine. Yeah. That's the reason why he doesn't have a relationship with Mary, because of a perceived lack of respect towards him.
Right. He then says, you guys wonder why I'm mad? I've gone 18 months being prosecuted by my family for trying to protect them. My heart is broken. Christine left because of this.
Christine left because you're a piece of shit.
First off, I didn't think his heart was broken because at one point
he didn't want to go through heartbreak. Yeah. Yeah.
And also Christine left for way more than just the COVID rules.
Right. But again, he would have to admit responsibility if he admitted what she actually left for.
Right. Robin says, let's just keep talking, even if it's intense. And Janelle rolls her eyes so fucking hard.
I know. She hates her.
Uh-huh. Oh. Janelle says, you and I see things very differently, Cody, and it's not all my fault. This is not all my fault. And like, she's like cutting him off when she's saying this because he just keeps trying to go on.
I think this is where her voice was wavering.
Yeah, yeah. It's this next thing that she said. He says, it would have been great to have some backup. And she says, I was walking a line between my adult children and you and everybody else. And I was following all the CDC guidelines. And that's where her voice starts to break. And you can tell she's just fucking pissed.
Yes.
She's pissed.
I wonder if she's trying not to, like when you get angry and then you cry, I wonder if she's trying not to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
it's either that or she's trying not to like yell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you know how, like when you want to yell and your voice starts to like fluctuate, you got to keep it down. Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I just yell, but yes.
I mean, I do too, but you know what I'm talking about. She says, Cody acts like I'm a COVID denier. I was not a COVID denier. I followed all the CDC rules. I wore a mask. I washed my hands. I was careful. I'm vaccinated, for crying out loud.
I loved it. Oh my God. I loved it. She did all but say I'm vaccinated and he's not.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
it was the way that she said it. I'm vaccinated, for crying out loud. Yes. Like,
oh, I loved every second of
so
it.
So fucking great. So great. Janelle says she doesn't need to sit here and defend herself. This is the same old argument. I don't need to be beaten into submission, made to kowtow, which I had to Google.
I said, you asked me, you said you had to Google that. Did I know that word? Yeah. And I said, I knew it. But like, you don't hear people say it in normal conversation normally.
No, I've never heard it.
I feel like it's not the first time she said that. Or maybe I just saw it on a clip before.
Maybe. I don't know. But I have never heard anybody say that. I didn't know it was even a fucking word.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like if I talked to Janelle in person, I would feel real stupid because she like says smart things. And uses words like kowtow. And right, I'd be like, can you hold on a minute? I need to Google that word. We just pause our conversation.
One sec. Yes. Oh my God.
She says, I just don't need this. In the last 18 months, I've realized that I am independent. I'm not going to stand here and get yelled at. I don't need it. I don't deserve it. You goddamn right.
You're right. You don't fucking deserve it. No, you don't. Right.
Janelle on the back porch says that she doesn't want to be here. And Cody says, running from problems is just going to keep them standing on the bridge with the torch. He says, figure this out.
I died. I laughed so loud.
Bro,
that made my day.
You know, that's my favorite metaphor of his.
I know. I thought of you. I texted you immediately.
Oh, man, that was 11 years ago. Okay.
Oh my God. So good.
I wonder how often he uses that.
I feel like all the time.
He then says, I just survived a really dark place though. And Janelle's like, I understand that. And he's like, but you're dismissing it. Look at you. Would you ever have any empathy for me? And she just like gets up and starts walking away.
It's so weird. What do you want her to empathize with you about? The COVID?
I don't know. Because then he like goes on to yell at her about how I empathize with you when you have your feelings, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Well, what she want him to empathize? I mean, okay, you had COVID. What's that have to do with you destroying your relationship with all of your kids?
Here's what I feel like is happening. He wants to be like, oh, I had COVID. I was so sick. Everyone, you know, woe is me kind of thing. And Janelle won't give that to him.
Yes.
And so he's like pissed about it.
I can't imagine she was ever the type to really give him that kind of bullshittery to begin with.
No, I don't think she was.
But now that he's in the manosphere, he really wants her to do it.
Right. Got to be compliant like Robin.
We're going to be flagged by some kind of like manosphere type group because we keep saying that word. They're like,
we're going to get like a cease and desist letter.
Or else they're going to try to recruit us into their bullshit.
Right. Oh my God.
You're barking up the wrong tree here, friends.
We need some submissive ladies in our group.
This ain't it.
No, not at all.
This ain't it.
Oh my God. So Janelle's getting out to leave. Robin's asking her to stay. And Cody's like, Janelle, this is a really bad idea for you to walk off on this one. Okay. He says that all angry faced. And then he like turns and like lets his entire face fall as if he like is like confused on what he just said. Did you notice that?
No, but it makes me think that he has absolutely zero control over his outbursts and really needs some anger management situation.
Because it was like instant. He like said it to her. And then when he turned his head, his entire face fell as if like it was like a, oh my God, what did I just say kind of thing.
Yeah. Like he came out of that rage.
Yeah. You have to also go back and watch it.
I will. Also, the way he says that to her is as if she is a kid who's going to be punished if she walks away.
Right.
You know,
what's going to happen? You're going to leave her?
Right. Okay, she's like, peace.
Yeah. And then Janelle says, all you're doing is yelling at me. And Robin's like, if he stops yelling, can we keep talking, please? And Janelle looks at her watch and she's like, I have a few more minutes. I love how she like keeps looking at her watch like, all right, I got to go. So she comes back and she sits down and Cody's like still running his mouth about COVID. And Robin says, is there a way to come back from all of this COVID stuff? And Janelle says, I brought up the vacation rental because of what you told me about the boys needing to apologize to everyone. And he goes, just me and Robin. Robin's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Why is he talking about me? He doesn't need to be talking about me. I don't know why he's bringing up my name.
Which I will say, that's my thing that she does this episode that I can say is a good thing. However, she does not say that to him in the moment. And she should have.
That's when she should have said that, not after the fact. Yeah.
Right. Because if you're Janelle in that scenario, you're thinking, oh, this bitch told him that she wants an apology, you know?
Yeah. Cody says, maybe it's just too raw. Maybe we skip Christmas this year.
Okay.
What's too raw?
They're still going to have a B&B and go to and do Christmas.
What's too raw? The COVID rules? Because that was like year ago.
No, he's talking about the way that he feels about the boys, I think.
I don't know. Mary's like, from my experience, the more you ignore situations and don't have conversations and don't work on it, the further and further you grow apart.
Is that because that's all you do is ignore this situation that's happening to you with your shitty husband?
She's like, hint, hint, Cody, let's talk about some stuff.
I know, right?
So then the wives discuss how they've all like had a turn being blamed on for things throughout the years. I mean, it pertained to it, but it also kind of didn't. It was like random, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cody says, COVID's just a battleground, but Christine has just left. Why is Christine getting brought up again? We're talking about COVID.
He's got to blame everything on her. She has shit to do with COVID.
Janelle says, I think it's so interesting. He always wants to fall back on this. I've been divorced. And I'm like, dude, you were a participant in this divorce. It wasn't like you were broadsided with it.
Exactly.
I really thought she was going to be like, me too, bro. I've been divorced too. It's not just you.
Yes. Literally half of them have been fucking divorced before.
Right.
Right.
And Robin's like, you've had a lot of rejection over the last year and a half. So now this thing with Christine is making it more in your face. And you want people around you to pick sides because you're in pain. I thought we weren't picking sides.
Also, everyone is impacted by this. So it's so irritating how she always like babies him.
Yes.
Oh, you really had this hard time. Not that they were married to her, because like to Christine, because he was, you know, but the way that Robin always like sugarcoats everything for him is so fucking annoying.
So then he tries to like apologize. He starts to like apologize. And Robin like tells him not to. That like, it's okay. It doesn't need to.
You do need to.
Shut the fuck up. Let him apologize. Like,
right. He was being a fucking lunatic.
Yes. So then he talks about how he had daddy issues. And then he's
It was so weird.
Oh my God. Okay. He has daddy issues. He passed these daddy issues on to his sons. And then he's like, maybe I haven't told them I love them enough, that I have sacrificed everything for them.
You could have just stopped it. Maybe I haven't told them I love them enough. Not maybe I haven't made it clear that I am the victim here.
Yes. Yes. How much I have given up for them.
Also, what are the daddy issues? Because he did not explain. What happened with him and his dad that he's then repeating with his sons?
Why are we calling them daddy issues?
I know, it's so weird.
Because like at first he was like, you know, oh yeah, me and my dad didn't get along as much. And then he was like, I had daddy issues. I have daddy issues. Okay.
Also, I'll say again what I've said a million times, but these people need therapists.
Maybe he needs like a sugar daddy to make him feel better.
Oh my God. He makes $200 an hour. What does he need a sugar daddy for?
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. He then talks in circles about plural marriage, and Cody says that he is just cynical about it. I didn't write down what he wrote because it was a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
Mary says, so you feel like to have a functional marriage in a plural marriage, the wives have to be best friends, no ifs, ands, or buts.
I think that is what he thinks.
You think it is?
I think that's what he thinks. Yeah. I don't think that's necessary, but I think that's what he thinks is necessary.
Right. I don't think it's necessary either. I don't think it's doable.
No.
It's not realistic.
Not everybody gets along with everybody else.
Right. You don't have to be besties. You could still be friends or acquaintances or whatever, you know, still have be civil around each other.
I mean, if you think about a group of friends, each one of the people in that group has a different relationship with each one of the other people.
Right.
Everyone's not all best friends with each other.
Right. Exactly. So Cody goes on to give a metaphor about chess.
Of course, another metaphor. Shocking.
He's like, I don't know if you guys play chess.
Oh my God.
And he talks about how the queen protects the king, but if there's three queens and they're all fighting with each other, it doesn't work. Basically, okay, is the gist of it.
Don't be in a plural marriage. This isn't for you.
Right. He says he doesn't want to blame plural marriage, but it just doesn't work well for them. Okay. I mean, at least you're admitting it.
At least you're admitting it. Now find a way to move past that. Mm-hmm. Move on.
Janelle says that him and the boys need to figure it out with a counselor because she doesn't want to be in the middle anymore.
Yes, I agree.
I agree too, which will never happen.
Right.
And then he's like, the way that he says this, it's like super mopey. He's like, they get to pick and choose who they hang out with, but I don't. It's weird to me. And he's all like, he's sad about it. Like the way
he's
that he like says it.
Fucking baby.
Yes. Also, oh, you pick and choose who you get to stay with, who you interact with.
Also, does he think that's attractive in a spouse? This sort of like moping baby, pitting himself against the kids and trying to put them on the same level or whatever. That is not attractive.
I feel like Robin would be like, oh, baby, it's okay.
Oh, you know? Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
Janelle can't do that.
She probably pets him. She pets his little front
curls. Oh, stop it. She like twirls it in her fingers.
Know. Oh, you know she does. Yeah. You know she does.
While she like feeds him grapes or something.
Yes. Gross. Absolutely.
Ugh. Janelle says, I just think we've never had divides this deep. And now Christine leaving. That's obviously a very, very big departure from what our family has looked like for many, many years. This is like the ultimate test for our family. Can we hold it together with all of this? It's a good question. Mm-hmm. And that's where the episode ends.
And she's right about all of that. Like, this is a change for everyone. And they do have to figure out if they can live differently than they lived before and et cetera, et cetera. Like, that's all legit.
Right.
And reasonable to feel.
Right. There was no next time on. Nothing else happened after that. So
that's it. That was the end. Nothing exciting is happening next week.
Nope.
Just kidding.
It's Suki.
St. James.
Suki St. James. Suki
on the Krishnan. Rocks with salts.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Sukanya Krishnan. Nailed it. There is a three-part tell-all, one-on-one, unfortunately.
Well, okay. So three parts is what? Next week and then a week off for Christmas and then two other weeks. Is that what?
That's what I'm guessing.
Somebody was talking about.
Yeah, but I can't remember what the date was that it ended on.
I can't remember what it was either.
Let's see. Next week, 18. And then 1 and 8.
Because it's only 2 weeks to Christmas in case anybody is actually less than 2 weeks to Christmas. Sorry. In case
there's like 12.
In case anyone is as equally horrified by how fast time is moving.
Yes. On your chain countdown, make sure you have 12 left tonight when you go to bed.
This isn't coming out today. So.
Oh, I'm just kidding. By the time this comes out, it'll be like 10.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like 2 days. I don't know. Maybe if I edit fast enough, you know.
Right.
This week's my week. All right. So the next time on.
Yeah.
Basically, Cody's telling stories about Christine and Mary, and they're both like, you know, oh, this didn't happen. Oh, I never heard this happen before. You know, whatever.
Well, because it's like that he was going to get back together with Mary and Christine told him not to is the gist of the story.
Right. Right.
And Christine's saying, I didn't say that. So he's just fucking
making shit
absolutely
up. Right. Telling stories. Yeah. That's what I meant by telling stories.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm saying like just absolutely. Yeah.
Then there's a flashback in the motherfucking preview. There's a flashback.
They really love those.
Oh. And then Suki's like, is Robin the favorite wife? And Cody's like, that's an unfair question. Just because you don't want to answer
it. That's right. I think it's a completely fair question.
Absolutely it is. And then Robin's like, they just handed him to me and said, we don't want to spend time with him anymore.
Well, sorry, you like him. So what difference does it make to you?
Then there's another flashback.
Oh,
okay. I know the tell-alls have flashbacks, but like, I feel like it's going to be excessive.
I feel like it is too, especially to come up with 3 hours worth.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then Janelle and Cody both confirm they're separated.
Right. Yes.
Ah! And then Sukanya's like, what? Yeah, baby. You heard her right.
Oh, yes.
He said, we separated.
He says he's divorced from Christine and separated from Janelle.
Yes.
So they're not divorced yet, but I imagine that that's on the horizon.
Right. I feel like Christine was like, I'm out, peace. We're divorced instantly. Whereas Janelle's going to be like, all right, we'll separate, you know, figure shit out.
That's really akin to their personality. It really is. Because Janelle is very rational thinking and
it really, really is.
Yeah. I'm excited for her to have left. We had been hearing rumblings about it, and I'm glad to hear it, you know, confirmed that she separated at least.
From the mouth of babes or something, right?
Yeah, something like that. Good for her.
Was that not the right phrase?
Well, she's not a babe.
Are we not circling donkeys here?
We're not circling donkeys or setting bridges on fire, but...
We're not cap in hand?
We're not cap in hand. We're not hoisted.
Hoisted.
That's my favorite.
I know.
Oh, God. I'm excited for
That's what one week. Of our Patreon levels should be named.
Hoisted.
With the HWH.
I know, for real. Speaking of which, if you haven't already, go check us out on Patreon if you're interested in joining us over there. After this season is, well, starting in January, we're going to be putting the old episodes of, well, not old episodes, but we are recapping old episodes, season 4.
Yes.
Putting that on the Patreon. Putting Seek and Sister Wives on the Patreon.
We still have 2 episodes from season 3 left.
That's right. That are coming out here.
On the free feed.
And then any new seasons that come up of either show will be here.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's patreon.com/sistersisterwives.
I wonder when Seeking will start back up.
I don't know, but it is my favorite trash pile. So I'm hoping they bring it back.
We need to finish that too, actually.
Yeah, I know. Also find us on Instagram so that you can see when we post new episodes. We always post there. And as we've been saying, we're going to figure out a way to do more lives over there.
Yes. We got to figure that out.
Yeah.
Make a secret account so that we can each log in.
Not our actual personal accounts. Right. But like a sister wives too.
Right.
Yeah. And that way we can
like a backup account like they do on TikTok.
Yeah. But that's only if you're doing something that's going to get you in trouble with TikToks. And then you got to have a backup so that people can find you.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all we got for this week. So we'll see you guys next week for the tell-all.
For the tell-all. Very exciting.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye guys.